We are looking at the Christmas story, and the teaching is how to birth your dream. We see that Mary had the Christ child to birth, but there were so many things that she had to overcome in order to bring forth her firstborn child and lay him in a manger. The Christmas story, it's so beautiful when we see it today. We see the beautiful lights, and we have the gorgeous nativity scenes, and the houses are lit up, the trees are decorated, the house smells like Christmas cookies, and it just seems like a fun time. But it was a very, very difficult thing that Mary had to do, even though she had the grace of God on her. There were sacrifices that she had to make. Yesterday, I shared how she had to overcome her identity. Many of you have an identity that maybe is questionable. Maybe you do not see yourself as capable of doing what you're called to do. And one of the things that she had to overcome is the fact that she was from Nazareth. Nazareth had a questionable reputation. In fact, you can look in the book of John chapter 1, verses 45 and 46. When Philip comes to Nathanael, Philip says to him, "We have found the Messiah," and he's from Nazareth. And the question Nathanael had was, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" So she had this to overcome. But the second thing she had to overcome was her name, Mary. Now, Mary is a beautiful name. We love the name Mary. Many people have named their children after Mary because we think of this virtuous woman that gave birth to our Christ. But the name Mary actually meant bitter, Mara. It was a common name. If you'll go back to the book of Ruth, you'll see Naomi, which her name means pleasant one. She was so heartbroken after the death of her husband and her two sons that when she returned to Bethlehem and they referred to her as Naomi, she said, "Call me Mara because God hasn't dealt well with me." In other words, call me Mary is what she was saying. Mary meant bitter. People named their children because it represented who they felt their children were or their calling in life. Possibly Mary was someone that was a disappointment. Possibly the family was so poor, being from Nazareth, they couldn't afford another mouth to feed. Or it could be they so desired a boy and they had a girl. We don't know why she was called Mary Bitter, but that was her identity. Can you imagine being called bitter? Can you imagine being called depression? That's what the name actually meant. And this is how she grew up. Some of you listening today, you grew up hearing names such as fatso, stupid, can you do anything right? And that has marked you. You can be an overcomer today. You can change that today. God has His hand upon you, and He has a will and a purpose for your life. If Mary, who her name meant bitter, could birth the Messiah, be highly favored of God, so can you. So can you. Well, friends, I just want to say thank you, partners. Thank you, friends, for praying for He's Alive. We need to hear from you this month of December. It's so important. Our way of saying God bless you for supporting us is to send you this DVD. And by the way, as soon as we get it in mail, we're going to get it right back in the mail to you so you can give it as a Christmas gift. It is the DVD, Sessions Up Close and in the Studio. The title of the DVD explains it. You'll go inside the studio and see some of your favorite artists record their music, some of the music you hear on He's Alive Radio. It's yours with your best love gift when you write to us. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or you can give online at he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day, and we'll be back tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.